can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Don and Ivan, just in lieu of a couple of interviews or an interview that we can't do on Australia Day, I thought I'd play you this. We had a lot of reaction to this. People still think this is a comedy sketch, and it's not real, but it is real, and I'm going to play it to you. And this is about as cringeworthy or as cringeful as you get. This is Sheer Projection and Posturing, Feigned Solemnity by Mr. McGowan, who is the Premier of Western Australia. Now, I want to play you this. I just listened to this, and you'd wonder why you would do this. Why you would do this if it's not... Just have a listen to this.
Hello, my name is Mark McGowan. I am the Premier of Western Australia.
Hello, my name is Mark McGowan, and I'm Yuvarabla Premier here in Western Australia. And I'm the interpreter. I'm going to talk La Creole, La Yuvarla, what he's talking about.
This is an important message to keep Aboriginal people safe.
And this message is probably an important one. To keep everybody safe one.
You can die from the corona or get really sick.
You will again pass away from this corona or you will again get really sick one.
It's time to get the corona needle to keep people and country strong.
Again, it's time to get them this needle, bring a corona. To keep them, but all the people and country proper strong one.
The corona needle will protect kids, old people, men and women.
Well, the young corona needle gotta keep them mellow safe one for all the kids and for all the men and women.
Many people around the world have already had the needle.
Big mob people all around the world been already getting but their needle.
It is free and it's safe.
Dijan, that needle black corona is free one and is safe one.
If you're worried, talk to your clinic or medical centre or go to Roll Up for WA on the internet.
If you're worrying about talk like yours one clinic or go to a hospital place or go to get himself roll up on the internet.
So get your needle now and stay strong. Thank you.
Now, so what would be the point of doing that? That's a charming... elderly Aboriginal woman, ostensibly standing alongside Mr. McGowan as an interpreter who just repeats in English exactly what Mr. McGowan said. Can you get anything more cringeworthy than that? Why Mr. McGowan would be speaking to, just how about he speaks to the electorate or to the state in general? That is just nonsensical gibberish. It's beyond comprehension that someone would put that script up in front of those two people and just have them do that and then, moreover, post it. So that's that. So then if you think, Don, are you listening to this? So then if you think that we are getting... overrun by people marginalized interests, which we're very happy to accept anyone who wants to do anything in life. But don't browbeat us into submission. This has nothing to do with what Mr. McGowan and that Aboriginal lass just said. But have a listen to this, and this puts it in a little perspective, in a little context. Because we all live and let live, but for heaven's sake, stop telling us and pushing us to accept a lifestyle or a attitude that just let us handle it ourselves. So here's a here's another clip from which I want to play. This is in lieu of a interview. So this puts a little in perspective what we have been talking about earlier in the podcast. So here we go. I hope this works. Here we go again.
We had transgender, men who identify as women, women who identify as men. They claim the opposite.
I'm not sure if that's working. Just a minute. We're going to start this again. Just a minute now, please. Grappling with technology. Grappling with technology. Just a minute now. I'm just getting this done, please. Stand by. Right, here we go. We're starting again. So I'm just going to have a crack at this again. So here we go. Hope it starts at the front. So this is just, we are very happy to embrace everything that's going on in this world, but this puts it in a little perspective. So here we go.
We had transgender. Men who identify as women, women who identify as men. They claim the opposite gender of their birth gender because they feel they are trapped inside the wrong body. As a society, we accepted this. Then we got transracial. Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended to be black and even led a chapter of the NAACP until she was exposed and thrown out, she claimed she wasn't pretending to be black. She is black because she feels black. She's a black woman trapped in a white woman's body. She's transracial, she says. As a society, we accepted this for the most part, except some liberals who claimed transracial is a thing, but Rachel Dolezal doesn't qualify because she's an imposter and a liar. And imposters and liars aren't entitled to their feelings or their identity. There's more. After transgender and transracial, we got transabled. Yeah, this one's really messed up. Physically healthy people who feel they should have been born disabled. A man in Great Britain cut off his arm because he felt like an amputee. A woman in North Carolina poured drain cleaner in her eyes because she felt blind. Transgender, transracial, transabled. Guess what's next? A grown man posting an ad on Craigslist wanting a nanny because he identifies as a baby. You can't make this stuff up. Ridiculous? Perhaps, but who's to say anymore if that's how he feels? If a man can be a woman because he feels like one, if a white person can be a black person because she feels like one, if a healthy person can mutilate herself because she feels disabled, if a grown man can be a baby because he feels infantile, where does this end? Can a child be an adult because she feels like a grown-up? Can a teenager buy alcohol because he identifies as over 21 years of age? Can a grown man attend kindergarten because he identifies as a 6-year-old girl? Can a child spend the day at doggy daycare instead of school because the child feels like a canine? If not, why not? If a kid can be transgender because he feels like a girl, who are we to tell a child he must attend school or obey his parents or refuse him a beer when he orders one? You can't have it both ways. If children have a right to parents providing for them, and a man identifies as a child because he feels he is a child trapped in an adult body, and if we're playing by these twisted, disordered, ridiculous rules where illusion and emotions trump objective truth, aren't we violating his rights by refusing him the love and care and financial support every child deserves? Just something for liberals to think about before they push the boundaries of identity politics past the point of no return. When you sacrifice objectivity and reality, like transgender, transracial, transabled, transspecies, transaged, you get cultural absurdity.
I'm moping around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't.